Now, with that in mind, let's come to chapter 1 here. And you will find in this chapter here that there are 9 of the 12 tribes mentioned, and they're all mentioned in their failure. And the 3 that are not mentioned are Reuben, Issachar, and Gad, and I assume that they likewise fail. Each tribe faced a particular enemy, and at no time was the entire nation engaged in a warfare against any particular enemy. You see, the weakness of the tribes is revealed from the very word go. Now, notice this. We are told that at first here, they asked the Lord what they were to do and who'll go for them against the Canaanites. Now, the Canaanites were well entrenched in that land. They hadn't been driven out, and they were a thorn in the side of Israel during the reign of Saul and during the reign of David. Now, will you notice, as we read on here in verse 2, "And the Lord said, Judah shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hand." In view of the fact that the Canaanite nation, for the most part, was in the land allotted to Judah and to the one that became his sidekick, if you please, Simeon. And we're told in verse 3 something that reveals the innate weakness of this nation and of the tribes. Listen at verse 3. "And Judah said unto Simeon his brother, Come up with me into my lot, that we may fight against the Canaanites, and I likewise will go with thee into thy lot. So Simeon went with him." Now, you say, well, how is that a sign of weakness? It looks like a fine sign of cooperation. Well, that part I'll agree with. But it was real weakness, very frankly, for Judah to ask another tribe to help them drive out the Canaanites in their own particular land. They should have been able to do it themselves and should have gone out to do it themselves. And as a result, why, they never were totally driven out. We find in verse 4, "And Judah went up, and the Lord delivered the Canaanites, the Perizzites, into their hand, and they slew of them in Bezek 10,000 men." Now you would think that after this first step, that the people in Judah would be now confident and that God would deliver it into their hands.